This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump signed legislation Friday releasing $8.3 billion in emergency spending to combat the outbreak of the coronavirus. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
I asked for $2.5 billion, and I got $8.3 billion, and I'll take it.
The measure would provide money to federal public health agencies for vaccines, tests, and potential treatments. It also would help state and local governments respond to the virus. The Senate passed the legislation on a 96-1 vote after the House had passed it on a 415-2 vote. The plan would more than triple the $2.5 billion outlined by the White House a week and a half ago. The bipartisan leadership of the House and Senate Appropriations Committees negotiated the increased amount. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The head of the World Health Organization on Friday said the world was on the verge of reaching 100,000 confirmed cases of the coronavirus and urged all nations to make containment their highest priority. The disease actually did cross that milestone, and Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO is focused on helping countries with weaker healthcare systems.
We will continue to support especially the countries with weaker health systems to help them to better respond. That will be our focus.
In Washington, Vice President Mike Pence announced that 21 people, 19 crew and 2 passengers on board a cruise ship off the coast of San Francisco had tested positive for the virus. A passenger on a previous voyage of the Grand Princess died from the COVID-19 disease that comes from the virus. Pence said the ship would be brought to a non-commercial port and all those on board would be tested. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a deadly attack in Kabul on Friday that killed at least 32 people. As Sarah Charlton of Reuters reports, it's the first major attack on the Afghan capital since the United States reached an agreement with the Taliban to withdraw U.S. troops.
Gunshots were broadcast live on local TV Friday as the gathering to mark the death of an ethnic leader turned to chaos. More than 50 people were injured in the largest attack on civilians in a year. Top Afghan political leader Abdullah Abdullah was at the event but escaped unharmed. The Taliban said they were not involved in the attack. But it's another deadly reminder of Afghanistan's fragile state. Several people were killed in a similar attack on the same commemoration last year, which Islamic State said it carried out. The United States has tried to spearhead efforts towards a lasting peace agreement in Afghanistan. Violence decreased before a deal was implemented last Saturday to withdraw troops, though the Taliban has since resumed attacks on Afghan forces.
That's Sarah Charlton of Reuters. Two suicide bombers blew themselves up near the U.S. Embassy in Tunisia on Friday, killing one police officer and wounding 4 others. An Interior Ministry spokesman said one of the 5 officers injured in the blast died after surgery. A civilian was slightly injured. The U.S. State Department said it was outraged by the attack and saddened by the fatality. The State Department said it is working with local authorities on the investigation. Syria's war-torn Idlib region was quiet but tense Friday as a ceasefire deal between Russia and Turkey took effect. But as Reuters' Soraya Ali reports, there were sporadic clashes and the fragile truce mostly held.
At least 15 people were killed in fighting between government forces and jihadist insurgents, the Syrian Observatory War Monitor said. Idlib has been the center of a tug of war in recent weeks, with Moscow and Ankara, which back opposing sides in the war, edging closer to direct confrontation. Shaky ceasefires that bring relative calm have punctuated Syria's 9-year war, but all have collapsed. For this deal, Russia and Turkey have agreed to set up a security corridor along Idlib's main highway and to conduct joint patrols. But many say this isn't enough. It didn't establish a safe zone or say how nearly 1 million people displaced in the last 3 months could return to their homes.
That is Soraya Ali of Reuters. Stock markets continued their roller coaster ride Friday despite a positive February jobs report. The Dow was down 0.98%. The S&P lost 1.71%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.